Hi guys, this is George H. Saroy, author of Excelsior and From Parts Unknown, coming to you from audioboo.fm, and I have with me the latest question for me to answer in the From Audioboo to Your Mailbox From Parts Unknown contest. And this question is from Cynthia Lacey, who simply writes, "Where did you get your inspiration for Excelsior?" That's a question that I have answered quite a bit. I have no problem answering it here. When I was in fourth grade, my friends and I started writing and drawing our own set of characters. And as time went on, and I moved to a different school and later on a different state, I lost contact with them, but I kept on working on these characters, kept on developing them, to the point where I could barely draw them anymore. I could only draw them in just little quick shots with a lot of text around them. So they definitely come a long way. In 1992, I was in my English class, and we were watching the PG version of the John Borman film Excalibur, all about King Arthur. And we were talking about myth, we were talking about heroes, we were talking about flawed heroes and everything, and just really talking about those sort of stories. And this was a terrific example of one of those stories. When I was watching it, I realized that the time was right to add a new character to this universe, and I wanted someone with that same sort of gravitas as King Arthur. So, and especially the imagery of holding the sword, Excalibur, that to me really, really stuck out, and that's something that I was really, really wanting to create for this little universe that I had already started. So, I basically just started just drawing a little design, kept on working at it. Next thing I knew, I had the helmet for Excelsior. And then all of a sudden, I started drawing the body for him. And it was a very simple design, but at the same time, I knew I had something really special. And when I was trying to come up with the right sort of name, the word Excelsior popped into my head, and I realized that was a perfect fit. I had seen the word a lot growing up. I'd seen it on the New York State flag. Being from New York, that was really special to me. I had seen it on the hull of a starship in Star Trek 3, 4, and 6. I had seen it at the end of Stan Lee's Marvel soapbox bulletins. Excelsior! Exclamation point! Terrific button for those bulletins. So, like, the word just was always there, and it just seemed like it would work really well if I named my character that. And then later on, I found out the definition, which means onward and upward to greater glory. So I thought, that's a slam dunk. This guy is definitely going to be called Excelsior, and he is going to hold that sword. And then I started putting in references to elements from of Superman, Jesus Christ, Optimus Prime, different people different characters, you could say, not saying that Jesus Christ is just a character, but definitely just different figures in my life, in pop culture, religion, and beyond. So that was going to be like his starting off point. And from there, I just kept on working at him to a point where I realized that in the whole mythology of this whole universe, Excelsior comes first, and then the other guys that I came up with later on, they're the ones that are going to come second. So it's been a lot of fun creating this character, and I hope that that you have as much fun reading about him as I had writing about him. And I will definitely say that that if you guys are more interested in the character Excelsior, I'd be more than happy to tell you a little bit more, throw in a couple of nuggets about what to expect in future stories, especially the sequel, Ever Upward. And I'm looking forward to your feedback on all of this. So just go ahead and post your comments if you like, post your questions, whatever you like. I am more than happy to go ahead and answer you, and I'm looking forward to hearing from all you guys. So until the next question is answered, I'll say ever upward.